Dear friends, I have detailed an emergency, but I also see hope. I see a history of advances that show what can be done, from rescuing the ozone layer to reducing extinction rates to expanding protected areas. Many cities are becoming greener. The circular economy is reducing waste. Environmental laws have growing reach. At least 155 United Nations member states now legally recognize that a healthy environment is a basic human right. And the knowledge base is greater than ever. I was very pleased to learn by President Bollinger that Columbia University has launched a climate school, the first new school here in a quarter of a century. Congratulations. This is a wonderful demonstration of scholarship and leadership. And I'm delighted to know that so many members of the Sustainable Development Solutions Network are with us today as special guests, university presidents, chancellors, deans, faculty, and other scholars. The United Nations Academic Impact Initiative is working with institutions of higher education across the globe. And the contributions of universities are essential to our success. Dear friends, a new world is taking shape. More and more people are recognizing the limits of conventional yardsticks, such as gross domestic product, in which environmentally damaging activities count as economic positives. Mindsets are shifting. More and more people are understanding the need for their own daily choices to reduce their carbon footprint and respect planetary boundaries. And we see inspiring waves of social mobilization by young people. From protests in the streets to advocacy online, from classroom education to community engagement, from voting booths to places of work, young people are pushing their elders to do what is right. And we are in a university. This is a moment of truth for people and planet alike. COVID and climate have brought us to a threshold. We cannot go back to the old normal of inequality, injustice, and endless dominion over the earth. Instead, we must step towards a safer, more sustainable, and equitable path. We have a blueprint, the 2030 Agenda, the Sustainable Development Goals, and the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. The door is open, the solutions are there. Now is the time to transform humankind's relationship with the natural world and with each other. And we must do so together. Solidarity is humanity. Solidarity is survival. That is the lesson of 2020. With the world in disunity and disarray, trying to contain the pandemic, let's learn the lesson and change course for the pivotal period ahead. And I thank you.